ายปัจจานสนังนาอย่างเพื่อนยังทำเลยไอ้ที่ยืนยังผู้คงไงเวลาวาสีที่ยังผู้คงยาวาสีผู้นิยมวาสวะ
I'm not going to be able to do it. nhân vì nhân ngăn quay thì nó phạm phải nên đi đi ngoài nhà thì nhà nó phạm phải nên theo cô dù sự nhà đi quan nhà nó phạm phải nên theo cô đi ngay theo thì ngăn cũng có quay được nhà này nên đi quay được nhà này rồi ra kia nhà là cũng muốn nhà của tôi nhà cũng có muốn nhà của tôi nhà cũng có muốn
Ya wa fi huniyu wa
Upon us, Lord. Have mercy upon us, Lord. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Oh, Benina, Benina,
comes to us. We all welcome once again. Please, let us come forward to pray to the Jesus. Please, let us come forward to pray. And the red chairs you have. The red chairs you have. That way, sometimes, if you have any testimonies, you can come forward and share with us. Any testimony, what the Lord has done for you, you can come and share with us. Amen. The totality that she is expecting an ambassador. And later, it's more like those who were also, we are believing God said, okay, a sign that people are also misbehaving. Then the Lord spoke to us. Because many a times, whenever someone tells a problem, and you say, you're until you, you're taking. Somehow, can I just say, Uncle, your answer be the mouth to see and can hear them. But we always don't want to be ahead of God. I get it. We are not, God never gave us his anointing to be ahead of him. He gave his anointing for us to be within him so that he can use us to do things for his glory. So we waited for God to speak again. Then the Lord said, we should do it again. It's more like prayer. Open fire. Now, answer we are praying. It's more like giving. You are giving, nothing is happening. You don't see any manifestation. Keep on giving. You are fasting, nothing is happening. You don't see anything. Keep on fasting. I get it. And as I said last week, that in this life, there's nothing that you do that is fulfilled. Nothing that you do that is for free. Anything that you do for God is not for free. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace.
We thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding. Spirit of your living God, we pray, have your way, have your preeminence, hide me behind the cross, and let Jesus manifest. I pray that may I not just speak enticing words of men, but may I speak according to your influence. I pray that as your people listen to your word, let there be a change, let there be a switch, let there be a manifestation. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Please, any time when you are coming from, especially first Sunday and second Sunday, don't come alone. Eh? Please, don't come alone. Especially when you are coming from first Sunday and second Sunday, don't come alone. Charlie, where are you going? You are coming. Don't come alone. Hallelujah. Don't come alone. Honestly, I'm not happy when I see people coming alone to listen to words of God. Not happy at all. Within me. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, because most of the times the messages God gives me is to enlighten and open the eyes of people, and sometimes it is even answered prayer and questions. So please, when you are coming to church and you are coming alone, it's not nice. You should come with someone. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Especially because it's a joint service. So next service that we will do, we do joint service only on last this day, last Sunday. But now every first Sunday and last Sunday, we will do joint service here. So please. The campus branch that we started with. And yes, we are starting a branch to prove a point. So you are not there to prove a point. Yes, if you lose the competition, I will teach you. I get it. We are all working. We are all working for God. And it's God who said, let her preach. Let her lead. Let her forget it. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, so don't make the thing be as if say you are just dead. I get it. Yes. So you should encourage people to join yourselves, and also you should encourage your people to come here every first Sunday and every last Sunday. Every first Sunday and every last Sunday, you should encourage your people to be here until we. As we said, next semester, you will be coming here only last Sundays. Next semester, you will be having service first, second, third. I get it. Yeah. So that you also communicate. Because I know that it's not, there are some people when you nipa is difficult. Yeah. Among all the creation of God, Mozambique is difficult. The devil is not difficult. The devil is wicked. He is wicked, but only difficult. The devil is not difficult at all. That's why he tell you, do this for me, and I will do this for you. I get it. But he always want to fight for that area. Wickedness is not, there are some people, they are not wicked, but they are difficult. And in life, there are two things that can make you away from the blessings of God. Number one, being wicked. Number two, being difficult. So there are some people, they are not wicked, but they are difficult. Because of them, because of that, they can never be blessed. You can be kind like Colenius, but because of your difficulties, you can never be blessed. Amen. So I've realized that nowadays, the devil is okay for people to be born again. It's okay not making people being wicked. But right now, people are becoming difficult. Hallelujah.
Amen.
People are becoming very, very difficult. Human beings. So if I pass, you can be a pastor, but you are a difficult pastor. You can be a pastor, right? A difficult pastor. You see, many a times people think me I'm difficult. Me, I'm not difficult, I'm disciplined. I'm not difficult at all.
but I'm very difficult. Amen. I'm not difficult at all, but I'm very well disciplined. I get it.
Yeah.
I'm not a difficult person, but I'm a very disciplined person. So anyone who sees someone who is disciplined as difficult is a sign that you yourself, you have a demon called difficulty with you. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. So please don't just be interested. I know that as you encourage people to come to church, as you invite people who give you excuses, but with that you shouldn't also allow it. Like Lady Reverend, you are in a group, you should bring some people to church. Don't do it. It's not everything you pray God will give. There are certain things it doesn't come with prayer. It doesn't come with fasting. Certain breakthroughs come with sowing. Are you getting it?
Yeah.
Well, someone, one time there was he's now an Episcopal sister. There was a certain woman who used to preach. He preached to a certain guy who was a drunkard who always visited nightclub. When he preached to the guy gave his life to Christ. And later the guy followed the sister to church. The guy was on and off. He persisted on the sister. The sister persisted on the guy for several times. Now the guy is a bishop. And the sister is an episcopal sister. And even he ended up in marriage that married his sister. Are you getting it? So there are certain breakthroughs, it's not prayer. Because when they say bring someone to church and you're not bringing, who should bring someone to you, man? Huh? Who should bring someone to church that you marry? You'll be there. Amen. Yeah. Because the best way to marry is to marry someone who is with you under one umbrella. I get it. So that when storms of life come, the person will not say that I'm not against people who marry in a different church. My wife goes to this church, but they are all church. Eh? But day that a storm will come, your wife will say that my pastor is the best pastor to go for advice. I get it. And you, the man or the woman, will also say that my pastor is also the best pastor. I get it. So even for us to bring peace in the house, you have to sit down and what? You have to sit down and analyze. Today we will go here. Today we will go to your pastor. The following week we will go to your pastor. Amen. So there are certain breakthroughs. There are certain breakthroughs that will come your way. And there are certain turnaround that will come your way until you are an ardent soul. Because you see, the reason why we always tell you you should not come to church, because when Jesus stands in front of you, you can't give certain excuses. Some of you, sometimes, you see, if you are able, I've realized that if you're able to tolerate me, if you're able to tolerate even my discipline, it's a sign that at least not even 100%. 70% you can stand before the master. Because as I'm standing, the kind of discipline that the Holy Spirit gives me. Some of you said the man will have a prayer. I said, that's why I said people are difficult. And you see, if you become too difficult, blessings also become difficult to be with you. If you become too difficult in this life, if you become too difficult to walk in line with God, blessings, I'm telling you. Because many a times, people say, in Shirano or Mobile, I'm far. So you will even be praying, but it's not working. Are you getting it? Then you just need a blessing just like that. Because what I'm saying, I've met several people, you know now. And then, though, ever since God called me to the prophetic ministry, they moved several people. over the years. I will probably change. Don't say Shirana, I don't know if you can. But because of circumstances, your own, I get it. So I'm telling you, you don't have any chance, or you don't have any room to give an excuse to God. So if you are here and you like giving excuses, especially when it comes to soul winning, you better stop. Because me, I can never give an excuse to Jesus. Share. Because it will go against me. That's why I'm saying that if someone will say, it's like sometimes you need to understand. When you stand before them, Jesus, can you tell Jesus that when he asks you certain questions, why is it that you didn't do this? This one was with you. This one was not born again. This one, you used to eat even with this one. You used to even talk with this one, but you never discuss me up with a person. Can you give an excuse to Jesus? Many a times when you stand in front of people and we are talking about heaven, and as I come about Christianity, I have people, I don't know whether people, you don't understand the message. What you are saying is not a joke. It's not a jovial thing. It's not a jovial thing. See, recently you have heard some people dying. Me right now, when I hear someone is dead, it doesn't move me. Death doesn't move me again. As I'm standing here, we won't move me. So we no matter what we do, every day. Because we will never be ordinary. Here. Why is this? You are wasting your time. Say ni pana wogu no. So Tina only Jesus to tell me here. There's no need to cry. The person is even happy. And the person is having what we call freedom than Okrana also. But even the person also doesn't stand well. Are you getting it? So it's not about the person is taken to the mortuary and in the air. I get it. So the only thing that normally it pains me is when someone died in his cell. So you were only more. I am here. I get it. Even though when they say a judge, I am here. So what is the person going to say? What is the person going to say that will save him or her? What is the person going to say that Jesus will consider him or her? Amen. Yeah. So at least when you come to church, try and come with at least one person. Amen. Don't come alone, Patrick. Don't come alone. Because if you come to church alone and every day you do Bible discussion, it's useless. It's useless. Because for you to have a Bible study with someone, there's a need for the person also to come to the presence of God. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. There is a certain kind of blessing that comes to you when it comes to the presence of God. You see, some of you here, you are good at when it comes to let's help the church. But you are not good at when it comes to let's help yourself. When you become a soul winner, you are not helping the church, you are helping yourself. Amen.
Amen.
When you become a soul winner, you are not helping the church, you are helping yourself. And every good pastor, every true man of God will tell you, help yourself. I get it. Because there is time to help the church. And there's time to help yourself. So you need to help yourself. So I'm continuing my message as I preached last week. So that's how it will be. Every first and last Sunday, I'll start, then I'll end. The message is the hypocrite and the lazy workers in the barn of God. The hypocrite and the lazy workers. The hypocrites and the lazy workers in the vineyard. John chapter 15. You see, it is sad to always see that God is calling many, but many are turning their back to God. God is calling many people. And when you say you are turning your back to God, Kelvin, you can be in church, but still you have turned your back to God. Based on the revelation you said, the reason why Jesus is not in some people is because they have turned their back to God. Amen. And that boils down to hypocrisy and laziness. The spirit of laziness is in the church. And the spirit of hypocrisy is also in the church. Christianity is not for any man. Christianity is not for your mother, your sister, your uncle. Christianity is not even for the bishop. Christianity is for Jesus. And you can't tell Jesus what should be done. Because you are the Nipa 5, you are the Nipa 5. Yeah, you are the woman who are around you. So you can't tell Jesus what should be done. And he will always tell you what should be done that you may have life. How many of you want to always have life? How many of you are here? Raise up your hand. You always want to have life. Then you must be a persistent soul winner. You must be a soul winner. Prayer doesn't give life. Fasting doesn't give life. It gives fire for order and correction. So that's the reason why we will pray. That's why I will tell you, let's pray. Because when you pray, the fire of God, demons, they are not afraid of anything than the fire of God. So when you pray and you fast, you read the Bible, you energize the fire of God with you for the demons to give up. All the problem, just will give up, you go in reinforcement. There's nothing called the demon give up, reinforcement. So it's a sign that when they reinforce, the reason why when you cast a demon out or when you pray and you have a certain breakthrough, then they come reinforcement. The reason why they cannot fight you again is because mobile home say once I attend, more than that, so you have to go back again. But if you pray and you get a breakthrough, and later on you see that the breakthrough is not coming, it's a sign that the demons who have reinforced and come, they are more what? Stronger than you, so you have to do something about it. Amen. Yeah. So it's quite unfortunate that many people are more interested only on the fire than the life. Amen. Obia obey Christo Mia obeko back to be yourself. The sign said, we need life. So anyone you see around who nowadays is worldly, is not a Christian, is worldly when you bless me, the sign doesn't have life. The kind of life we are talking about in Christ will lose. You see, just as someone will live today and the person will die tomorrow, it's the same thing. You can have the life of Christ today and lose it tomorrow. Don't be deceived. Say when you become born again, that's all. Especially people who are not ignorant. You will go out ignorant. But if you know. So when you read John chapter 15, verse 1, he said that I am the true vine, and my father is the husbandman. I'm believing God that I will even preach this message. But that's the problem of the church. That's the problem of Christians now. in this 21st century, that's our problem. Hypocrisy, laziness.
And you see, it's quite unfortunate that when a Christian get a job,
a Christian will never be lazy. A Christian will never be hypocrite. Because why? He knows that when he or she is believing, the boss will sack him or her.
But many people don't know that God has already sacked them.
God has already sacked them. He has sacked them. Anything I move, Breno. When God sacks you, all His blessings and everything that He gives to you, He takes away. And let me tell you something. God is not disturbed when you are disturbed. Because it happened in the Bible that the Bible said that when a man was traveling, he gave talents. He gave someone 5, he gave someone 2, and he gave someone 1. But when he came, that parable that Jesus is talking about God. The man who went is God. And the people we give is the humanity. So he said that when he came, the humans were saying that, we know that you have not sown well. Then what did God say? Master, take the one living with him. Take him out. Let me tell you, the devil is powerful, man. Even how God even created Lucifer. Huh? The way I can make Bob on someone who can come on now. Now. So let me tell you, man. Say, Nipa wants a culture, I said, I said, the only hope you have is Jesus. Say, Nipa. The only hope you have is Jesus. Because the conclusion is when you are able to listen to what he says and practice it. So catch them say one minute. Now they make an untia. You are not with me.
So me, you see, you can joke to many people, but personally, by the grace of God, you can't joke with me. I should say,
because you must say, "Nyan ko pona misumu nukwa ukasabi bulu." I should say,
and I'm praying to God, say, "Obema me, certain level of endurance." In this time, it's most of which you have been
I will not chastise you. I will not do it. For some of you, I better than you can do this time. I will not even do it. I ain't getting it because if you are saying, you will be a Nipa MP. We have a power, Nipa MP. We have money, and Nipa Yale. So it's better you leave people to be whatever they want to do. And focus on what God will say you should do. Amen. Because God never called me for you. He never called me for my parents. He never even called me for my children and wife. He called me for himself. And he called me to do something for him. So I'm not a bishop because of you. No. Because you are not the only person God wants you to be here. You think Jesus became the savior because of the 12 disciples? Who told you? He became a savior because of the world. So there are many people that I have to save. There are many people that I have to open their eyes. That's why I say that we are not happy when I see only a few sitting here, because it's more like the same people that we have been telling you, we have been preaching to you, but still. Same people we have been preaching to. And honestly, nowadays, we are not saying, you see, if you're a man of God and you preach and you don't see changes in what you preach, you don't see that people are like, it's better you stop preaching. But what is the essence of you coming to church, we preach to you, you don't practice the preaching? Don't practice the preaching. Then what is the essence of you coming to preach? What is the essence of you coming to church? So right now, by the grace of God, your church is young practical.
and may a theory be our hacking. No more theories. And then I can't, I am possible. Or my theory, who are, and I'm a parallel theory, or my lifestyle, I'm a theory. Theoretical. You need to be practical. You must be a practical Christian. Whether people like it or not, you should be a practical Christian. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when you read the scripture, he said that I am the true vine and my father is the husbandman. We're going to go to the next one. Every branch in me that bear not fruit is taken away. And every branch that bear fruit, he purge it that he may bring forth more fruit. So it's a sign that, it's a sign that this soul winning thing that we are talking about, the more you give life, the more God purges you and gives you more life. Yeah. God himself will purge you without you praying so that you give more life. But that word Jesus said that every branch that bear fruit is life. So let me tell you, anyone who think about himself alone, me, myself alone, you are already a walking dead. And when you say walking dead, it's more like things with you will die. There will be no life. I'm telling you, practically, for you, even for your prayers, for your prayers to be moving and coming in heaven, to and fro, you should be a soul winner. This, you see, this thing I'm telling you, is the thing that I used to do. That's why there has been a change with me. Because, to stay in Ofolupo, and to come for the family that I came from, my secret as a church worker, as a second associate pastor, was a soul winning. I was teaching this month. I was teaching. When I close from work, I'll go for evangelism. And I said, my prayer, my prayer, check. Nothing is free. Yes. I will show you certain pictures of me. Oh, you cry out, work as a, this is how I come to. People were laughing at me. And you see, those who were laughing at me, gonna, years has come. I'm like, I pass out. Those who were laughing at me. Those who were thinking of their body, how to rest. And now, hey, when I were there, what are you sorry, my bomb? Hey, I'm sorry, our classroom now, what are you bomb? Because the branch was in classroom. That was the reason why when I was leaving the church, they were not happy. Because they understood that they have seen someone who, by the grace of God, who have understood the message that they have been preaching. Yes. Serious soul winner. Serious soul winner. Serious one. I'm telling you. Serious soul winner. Serious soul winner. Because I wanted something new. Because sorry, what's it? I remember one of the pastor man the first time in pulpit to even lead prayers. He sat me down and said, please where you are sitting, you are staying by, it will be hard for you to do well. As long as I can say, or can't pass, I said. Because once you are busy, sometimes when you are in a certain environment, the cassette was doing this. I realized, oh, the pastor, you don't mean what you're saying. What are you trying to say? So he himself will sit you down. Then sometimes he will tell you stories about how his life, you are not wanting, now it's your class to solve. Say, but he made his mind to make a change. It's your time. I say, we are not telling you. So, on the other hand, we are not telling you. So, it's a problem. It's your moment, anytime you're more by someone, it's your time. Because he used to say, yeah, I know, I won't miss a crown there. You think you are the only one who have gone to? And this person I'm talking about, he's a professor in Tecna. He's a professor and a reverend minister. He is still a soul winner. this time kwa no be to the car na ba because pa cho be se mu din ko o tawo ka da mi asem so am ka o tawo obi de highlander e ko jina o ka se I want to talk to you about Christ. Rucha walk ni mate e yem.
You see, let me tell you something. What the message I'm preaching you, man, the message I preached you last week and the message I'm preaching today is like a prophetic word. It's a prophetic word for a turnaround. Yes. Because I've realized that the reason why I'm anointed is because I've understood that until you have life, you cannot give life. And true life is from Jesus. So the more you do it beats, especially bearing fruit, the more you bear fruit, the more he gives you life. So you need to bear fruit. You need to bear fruit of your kind here. Fruit of your kind. Fruit who behave and act the Bible the way you do. If not that, you are joking. Do it yourself. If not that, you are joking. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because before I left where I was, let's say all those who even joined the church leadership, about half, they were people that we preached to, people who were giving excuses, people who were telling that they cannot make it, people who were saying all, but still we press on them. We press on them, we go to their houses. Because of church, I will wake up early in the morning, bath and do everything. I'm not going to collect money from them. I'm going to people's houses and check on them. And yes, sir, because time I invest that year, sorry, so I'm delay mail it. So I have to wake up and go to some people's houses. And say, you see, as I'm going to people's house, I know that some people will give me an excuse, but I'm going. Go to people's houses. Take all their excuses. They will be running away. Because I'm going over the fire person. But as I persisted, I have books, like exercise books, full of numbers, full of numbers, names, location, exercise books. Now, some are talking for. Because I was winning souls, you know. And then I have many faithful ones. So, among the church leadership, half of them, majority of them, because some will be the end, some will be the end. And I'm very stable. You see, if someone has not given up on me, then I should not also give up on people. Yeah. The team, you know, church leaders, you know. We are very church leaders. And as I'm talking, some of them are pastors. Some of them are pastors, doctors. They are pastors, doctors. Some of them are pastors, civil servant workers. Amen. That we still interact. Still, you didn't come on. To the point that one time, my wife's mayor papa, I don't know anyone, but because some of these guys, one is a pastor, and you see, he's a guy who is so obedient. I don't know. You see, from the background, the only thing I like about him is obedience. He's obedient to what Jesus says. I'm telling you. During the time when he became even part of the church,
boy, when he became even part of the church board, he was the only one that I will be praying at all. You see,
what's that? Some people think that you just came and anointed and you go so.
That was serious.
I will be going to, that's all. I will be a teacher. You are a teacher, that's why I'm using you as a point, as a reference. I will be a teacher then, but I will be praying all night.
And me we are make up to carry them up to the go come and the madam.
And that guy was the only one, and this thing I'm talking about is not on Fridays.
Share.
That's the idea. You see, Reverend Richard, on all experiences, suddenly we turn on here. You'll be at the full compa Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Umba, Umba, where are you from? Me now.
They are making the rebel pies. You are 4, you are 5, you are 3, you are 4. You are 5. You are 5. You are 5. You are 5. You are 5.
And this guy that I'm talking about, he was here. A friend of Noah. That's why I'm not surprised. And the guy is very brilliant, Robert. Robert is brilliant not because Usuyadio. There's a certain oil upon him when it comes to learning. And the guy likes reading. This is all. If Robert is sitting here, and let me mention a book. Actually, 1 week. Roberto book that can help you. So this guy, what you heard before? And sometimes when I'm even talking to him, he'll be telling me about certain areas, economies, and I'm also learning. So you're dealing your own parties, your own best friend, and yet I could do that. Nothing good will happen in your life. Nothing good will. Because the kind of picture and greatness now open, and the kind of preparation now wired towards it entirely. So Jesus is not interested about lazy people. Hypocrite people, he's not interested about them. And you see, anytime, even though we free church, you know, anytime God will give me a revelation about this guy, when he was about to Ogbeko University, and Osheki, even though the reason was saying about Osheki, that tells the Robert, no matter what will happen, if God has spoken to me, he said, you'll be a doctor, no matter what will happen. Because you'll feel, he said, I don't know. Attacks. There was a time when I was captured so one year he been on there. And the Lord said, I will visit him. Let me give me a chance. I will visit him. So I will go home. Okuma for 1 week. When the guy came, he started preaching to me. Obey more than. I said, yeah. That time I was an apostle. He said, apostle. Sounds like my own can. And I'm good. Me continue. So he decided even to stop schooling. Let me know what you're doing. Members are the issue. It's here. I said, what part about the rich man and Lazarus? It's here. You want to change? No. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm a person of change. Every person of change said, you're serious with so many. And then you'll be man or can now, which is wrong. Because I now I can't remember the chairman. Or you're obedient, but you won't do enough for you to go somewhere. We're going on TSS, sir. Let me swim my point to be to dominion. Then I told him, the Lord said, oh, I will visit this guy. And I told him that I want you to fast 40 days. Oh, and then you're here. Fasting more. No, go home. Let me go, I mean, I'm back on my catch up, so I'll go home 1 week. I'll let that take. Then I'm going to say, oh, the back of call it near-death experience. He was not sick. And when he came back, he wanted to even enter full time. He said, no, Charlie, it's not that way.
because God has told me that very soon I see some people and news happen, and you are going to be appointed as a pastor this month. I mentioned the month. Month is for the day. And our friend said, you are ready for appointment. You see, so we were all not on any or yet they are making a sound wrong or for. And I've realized that the reason why some people become the favorite of God is because they force to obey God, even if they can't. There are some of you here, you obey me, but you don't obey God. You obey me, but you don't obey God. And that is stupidity. You obey me, but you don't obey God. The reason why I say you obey me, you don't obey God, is that you do things because me blasto. But within you are not ready to do it. And it's a sign that you don't obey God. Oh yeah, because me can.
The bishop, you're very blasto. I'm on fire.
No, more fire na mami. Now the fire na target.
Bishop, the one you're very blasto. Bishop dear. Why don't you remove the bishop and say Jesus?
And say Jesus dear. So I've realized that many people, and you see me, I don't want that to share. Yeah, if I see that, I'll draw your attention just now. Because there's no need, you see, many people. There are so many preachers, they have made themselves demigods because of an anointing. In such a way that they want the people to follow them, than Jesus Christ. With me, you are following the wrong person. If that is your mind, you are following the wrong person. You are following a very wrong person. And this time, I'm telling you, anyone who follows me, let's go. If you are not ready, you can go. Because it's better that way. Because minim die, I never make what I feel say. Send the prayer. If you are not bishop, you will not enjoy. Can you get it? Oh, bishop. Oh, yeah. We will be concert cry. As I'm a hypocrite cry, you know. Bishop. Send the prayer. I'm passing. So, Bishop, I'm passing. Because anyone who goes to hell, they're already dead. So, if you are following, Paul said, follow me as I follow Jesus. And Jesus is interested about giving life. And giving life is bearing fruit, that is salvation. That is so winning. You should be an ardent soul winner. Huh? You should be an ardent soul winner. You see, when you do that, I don't know. Whenever someone sees me, I've observed that whenever someone sees me for the first time, offering me, I don't know. Go call me, I'm going to offer you. Because whenever you produce this kind of life from Christ, there's a certain kind of aura, certain kind of life glory around you. He said, when people see you. Amen. There are certain angels that even walk with you without giving your prayer when you become a soul winner. So me, I realized that per where I was staying, it was God who changed the story. But my focus was on so many. So Pastor, that's why you don't have any excuse. You don't have any excuse, Patrick. If you give an excuse, then you should be ready for an excuse to be blessed. Do you want a good wife? Who should go and preach and bring a good wife to you? Do you want good children? Anything you don't sow, you should not be ready. You not like my message, and I don't want you to like the message. because I mean, as you say, Jai is actually preaching now. I'm not going to be preaching, and I say, I'm going to preach now. I say, when you are cheap, let it be out. I saw you in choir, they were so fully preaching. Hey, are you the one who came to die? Are you the king? You're not the king, so I should not preach about you. I should preach about the king. So, me, if I tell the truth, then the kind of prayer, then if I do go and read your two months, it's okay. Amen.
Amen.
Because many of you, you are looking for life, but what you are following is not life. So he said that every branch that bear fruit, he begged. So when you bear fruit, that pleases Jesus, that pleases the Father. He's not waiting for you even to talk. He said, "Obi, Abako Jina Akia Mountain. Oh Lord, purge me. Oh Lord, cleanse me. Oh Lord, make me whole. Oh Lord, yours is just win souls to be purged. Win souls that I may purge you. Win souls. Because let me tell you something. In life, as you are growing, you experience different demons. Demon on October 2023 is different from the demon on October 2024. But the demon on October 2023 is not out. Demon on October 2023. So, can't wait. Put a trainer, can't wait. You see the number of demons who are fighting you. But wait. You see the number of demons who are fighting. And for you to overcome these people, you need life and fire. That's not the kind of life we are talking about. We are talking about a life that is not for sale. The only price you pay is that give life. You see, it's more like give and I'll give you more. Give and I'll give you more. Give. So Jesus believes, I said, But when a flowing river, it's you more to me. God has to have fun more by force because the river is flowing. Not the moon. Amen. Yeah. So that was what we have been doing. Yes, that's what you can say that me, I've not gone to a church of this before. It's not like I'm against those who go there. Because as well as there are some people, they go there even for demons and they come back home. And you go away, they can say, you could bomb by our Jama Mountains, feel here, 50 city. What's waiting for the same size? So for now, I don't know, because I have one who will answer no cool. Walk or call, I want no good. Good idea, Jama Mountains. Oh, what's that? I'll be waiting to wait in here. Who says, so good, you can see. I said, thank you, what will I get? What in one crate? What's it going to mean, Sammy? Now, Jesus, you now get his own. Jack is here, they are going by our memory. Now, born out quite a while. Born. Now, at least, I want to go after no business. I want to around the surroundings, and I got bread with him. Now, so quiet around this. So quiet around this. Meanwhile, I'm going to register and come with some bread. Come with some, I'm going to put it. Come on, register. And how about Mr. Bray? Who is that? Who is you? Who are you going to have kids? No one. So for you to have life, is to be a soul. If you like, you see, one time I watched a video by this great man, Oyedepo. Oyedepo said, Oyedepo lecture until he agreed.
Who says it to seek it with you? See, my secret is seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be answered. Now, to you, see, where they go, even up to his age, he go for a man. See, I don't know, Dr. Sir, Jesus, give your life to Christ. Oh, Christianity now, this time when I have grown up with you. We move. I say, who are bad? I surrender. I want to surrender, man. I'm growing already. I have grown. So there are many people. They are working there. I can't say we do. Move away. Then tell me who you are. They say, I say, I'm 50 years. And if you don't even take care, your life will be shortened. Because when the devil even accuses that you are useless, God is okay. When you say someone is useful, it's not when you are driving in a nice car, you have a nice house, mansion, and they just say you are useful. Your ability to give life, to give them the life that Jesus produced to people, that is where you are useful. I'm telling you, so many of you have realized that you are living under the mercy of God. Because when someone accuses you, because you are useless. And to God, death in this life, it doesn't mean anything to him. You see, Owo was associated with a kind of transition. That's why I'm saying I'm not moved when I say someone is dead. Because it's a transition. Whether you like it or you translate. Whether you are even a bishop, whatever, you translate. Whether you are Queen Elizabeth or Cop, you translate. So right now, Queen Elizabeth, you can't hear Nasema. Or someone do an Nasema. Let the fire look at their mind. If you know what, even the devil doesn't know where they go fire. So sometimes you see that some evangelists, when they have some vision and they see some people burning the fire, say that, hey, hell, that is not hell, that is little fire. A woman, I mean, actually, say that one for me, you. Say that concept for membership. Because maybe personally, when I became born again, I had an experience of lake of fire 4 times. Lake of fire, I 4 times. I thought that that is hell. But as I grew, I was like, no, you can't say hell, I know you have someone to know. And you'll be able to work with someone to know. Who do you? Share. Read the scriptures very well. Let the Holy Spirit give you understanding. It's not anyone who died and go to a Samaritan. Who are or who opposes you? A pambia on another because he needs you. I know they push you in a year and a yahoo. And I also buy one family serious, so for the serious or alive, or will you go live in here? So when you die, go and worship that boss in the water. Eh? Because unless I stretch a name for Philip, Bible says, that is the man who is the man. There's a stretch a name. Yes, you can't talk. There's a name. There's a Obi, a yellow rope. A man who can't bear the point of contact and sue be, and then you'll be a human now in a generation account. You see, let me tell you something. There are things, until you have power, let me tell you, there can be a demon here. Until you have power than a demon, he can kill you. You don't think, once you are born again, you know. Share that life of Jesus. And yet, people know they are. They know that life, look, I said, they are for blessing. And I said, yeah, for sure. The life that Jesus gives you is that you can stand well and give life to people. It's yes, we shout now. Oh no. So that is the reason why, by the grace of God, we carry certain anointing. Maybe be out. Because we can do it well. Because yes, we say, if we say my life, there will be opposition, there will be attacks, there will be influence. We'll let you give you certain anointing. So that when you speak, the demons will run away. And yes, show up business. I guess so. So there are certain anointing that comes personally, there are certain anointing upon my life I never prayed for, I never fasted for.
I'm saying it to the glory of God.
And there are certain anointing you will fast, it will not come.
Until you do what the master is saying.
There are many things when God tells me sometimes it's very difficult. This one is too hard. This one is too difficult. The only thing I pray that, oh Lord, Holy Spirit, help me to do it. Because that's what Jesus said. Jesus said, Father, enkebeya ankadie we die, mane para me nemu no. Open them. So Jesus prayed for the strength to die. Because that is what the Father said. So there are many things. So sometimes when you tell you, you may think that you are the only person you are telling to do difficult tasks. You are the only person you are telling to sacrifice. You are the only person you are telling you to pay the price. Until you pay the price, you are not going anywhere. There you now. What course are you doing? Geography. You see the price you are paying. You have to pay school fees. You have to go for lectures. You have to. When you come crying out, you know what price? Miss Emily, what is your name? You have to learn. So let me tell you something. Those lifestyle, if you are able to bring that lifestyle to Jesus, I'm telling you, the earth will be too small for you. But because, that's what I'm saying. You see, that's why I said hypocrite and lazy. Because when you say, well, so obey you, obey you, man. Hey, I'm telling you, you are particular obeying you. Or you are particular obeying you. About what time? On time. Hey, by 7 you are here. You will do it. Do that. If it's about money, power, hard tax, obey it. But when it comes to God, what's that? You see, Jesus is Jesus. You see, it comes to God, what's that? Jesus. I'm off on the way. Pastor, I'm off on the way. Go into the world. Was it a command to pastors? Go into the world, and I don't check who I say, you see, go into the world, maybe there you, you can say world, your environment is your world. If you are someone you say, oh, me, they didn't be in them, your room is your world. Make sure your mother, let me tell you, see, one time, before my grandfather was dying, I was a person who saw it in a vision. I saw it in a vision. No. The cause of the push here, coffee. So, I pray that I intercede for him. But, I had an inward witness say, I should go and take my mother, take my grandmother, take everyone who is connected to that woman, make them born again. Share. I'm telling you, I'm not preaching. That was the assignment God gave me. So when you say your word, so who will be out there now? Shame no more on your down. They are your word. Are they born again? Are they Christians? I met my granny. Said, yes. And from there, maybe I'm not a family team, but from there, they call me pastor. Enough.
afina wo be gina pulpit so preaching ko fomu so e pastor na wo ka bonte wo na ma obi amu se wonye ko jimi nko na mo jimi there should be an evidence and me dey wo ma nyame no then I saw say my spirit is at peace. That's what. So don't be happy that you are born again, your mother, your father, your sister, they are not born again. And you go as a Christian. And it's a sign, that is the reason why I want you to tell you. Because who them cram, who we know, who we need. How can you convince someone outside? So me, by the grace of God, my family will be in the pastor, will be in the way. I can give you my uncles and they will tell you, oh, so, hey, your father's way dear. That's him dear. I am disciplined people, I'm quite used to this. My other brother, my own other brother, he called me pastor as well. Say, who is it? It's because that is what Jesus wants me to do. I can hide it. And also, I'm all here, demons crashing. You see, when we become evidential of your lifestyle with Christ, demons can't share light. Amen. So the reason why we are telling you to pay the price, the reason why we are telling you to be a soul, because we want you to have life. That's why I'm saying that some of you have realized that when it comes to even helping this ministry, you can do it. Eh? But you yourself, helping yourself to have life, is a problem. Are you a problem? So come here, that has been the life. So if you say Bishop William, that has been the life. Preaching to people, talking to people about Christ. Between them and them. I remember there was a time the preacher who could for be able to pass as we can to operate as well. That was only so. I never found a person, the preacher will be a normal. Amen. So this is the kind of life you should be giving to people. You should give to your people, environment. Don't be deceived. I was even surprised. Until seven grandfather will be and then we say, I'm going to say, I went to them, opened the Bible, prayed to them about Christ, and I did what I call, read them here, I'm done. Yes, and I left. And ever since then, anyone who wants to get closer to me, you better know Jesus. Because it's better you take my life away. Because one kind of crime, I will be the Mucha. This woman will be the Mucha. I will not allow you to come and take the life from me. Sure, this life is what is protecting me. This life is what is making me not go to hospital. Because me, when I was there, I didn't know what to say, but people thought I'm a secular. That is the reason why you can't convince me to get closer to Jesus. I'm a living miracle. People told me I'm a secular. Maybe you preach a speech in a while. I never go to any hospital. Then Jesus, through a year, fine. So many times when I hear late Dr. Yongicho say that, oh, now Oyare. Now, a bra, Yamisan, Yamien, or Mayor, Sofu, and never one. And I realized that many great men of God have been more Ghana, even outside them. Majority of the Lord Yamia. There was a great prophet, only God alone who could be. Can I take him? It was a second. Who is Yare for? Yamisan, Yare, and Mono Mayor, Yam Safu. So from there, see, from there, the healing, the ability to pray for someone to be healed, is when I got healed at the age of, I think, at the age of 19 years. I started praying for people and they were healed. One time, my younger sister, Jare,
I say I did not course with the genital. My health insurance, say, oh, wait, my own team, because I said, oh, crap. Be a team. To your SOP, you might be moving for a ninja. I didn't have a coach and that day, never excuse. I'm a family and go hospital. That time, so now, and I'm a sick class and I'm a year. So, I made a mind to take my child and my baby and the family sister go hospital. And the Holy Spirit said, you see, that's why I said that. To hear the voice of God, no. I'll say that it was there, but now it didn't say in America. Sometimes I'll be there, someone will be talking to me. Says, so can't you pray for her? That's the voice that I heard. Allah, can't you pray for her? And your sister already. I pray for my sister. Oh, I can't go to my sister. I pray for my sister instantly. It's gonna get it. Fuck out. I pray for my sister. When my mother came, my mother said, my mom is so unjindy. Because I'm not doing the awesome. I'm waiting. And I knew that I didn't go hospital on the genital. Continue the show. Mom is sitting there, still, I can't go hospital. Or by was sitting there, I'm unjindy. And I'm so young, 2 days, 3 days, 1 week. So that is where, and from there, any man of God who sees me, he said that I see a strong healing anointing, a strong healing anointing, a strong healing anointing. Apart from, say, you man, who should come back healing anointing? Healing anointing. And I became a worshiper. That's why I like singing. One time, we the prophet that I used to work with, sure, when you feel like that, that's what should be asking you. The prophet that I used to work with, we were having a night of deliverance. Prophet Rebamba, I know being a healing. What is now? What do you mean? What do you mean? Shinsi? I was not preaching though. Maybe the other evangelist in there, I was not preaching. The only thing I was saying that the prophet would come and prophesy. Let me nephew. And I'll be listening to worship songs. Share. Conclusion, there was a guy we are not talking to. Minister Frank. I will just listen to Minister Frank's music. I will listen to the music. I will sleep with the music. I will wake up. Because I wanted the grace. Because guy told me my name is. I wanted the grace. So one time, prophet and his sister are the pastor. So I had a name. I mean, so didn't seem to me. I told him. No, I said, you see testimony can answer that. No, Yare, oh, you're in the Afaluka Goma. I grab it to him. I said, you get 2 feet, Muko. See, I'm one tongue, share. Hey, the prophet said, Major Michael, say, share. I grab it, share them all. Now, Sophomili, I'm from Sophomili. Sophomili to him. Moses, so I'm teaching her. So that is the reason why I don't like people who sing by rehearsal. You sing by the Spirit. Sing by the Spirit. If you are spiritual, be spiritual. If you are not, don't be spiritual. Don't be lukewarm. There are some people when they sing, people go away from the church. They will leave the church. Because David was playing violin and the demon left Saul. But as people, when they play, demons come. But they don't know that preaching is a communication to spirits. Singing is a communication to spirits. Drum, even the drum, anything that you are doing in the presence of God is a communication of spirits. Don't do it in the house. Instead of bear fruit like yourself, you purge it that you may bring forth more fruit. Go to the next verse. Go to the next verse. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken to you. Now you are clean.
Now you are clean. Now you are clean. It's a sign that whenever Jesus speaks to you, whenever you listen to the instructions of God, you become clean. Whenever you follow, you practicalize what Jesus says. So that's the reason why sometimes you come and say, you may think as if you don't have any problem. It's because of the instructions. It's because of the instructions that we follow. We practice them. That's why I say that there are certain instructions sometimes God will tell me, it is too hard. Sometimes the Holy Spirit can tell you, this one, chastising. Hey! It is even too hard. I have to do it. Continue. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can you, except you abide in me. Except you abide in me. You abide. To abide in Christ is to be a conclude. You conclude everything he tells you. You see, one time, Jesus said, when the people came, he said, your mother and your sister, they are looking for you. Your mother and sister, they are looking for you. Please, when you come to church, focus. Anytime when you come to church, focus on the preacher. Stop, apart from writing, stop dressing, phones, and all these things. Amen. So he said that, they said that your friends, they are looking for you. And he said, my friends and my family are those who listen to the word of God. You may say that, what is Jesus trying to say? Until one time I got a revelation, and the Holy Spirit told me that I'm looking for people who even when they bring their parents, they will make me their choice. Because if you make your parents your choice and you need the Holy Spirit, when they die, they cannot wake up. But if you make the Holy Spirit your choice and you leave your parents, when they die, you give them life. So that was the reason why Jesus said that these are my people, those who give the instructions, those who does what I'm saying. Amen.
Amen.
If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask for whatever you want. Let's go further. I am the vine and you are the branches. He that abide in me and I in the same bring forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. Without Jesus you can do nothing. I'm telling you. Without Jesus, you can. Many people are saying, say, they can do something, they are doing something. Without Jesus, you are doing nothing. Without Jesus, don't be deceived, you are doing nothing. Without him, you are doing nothing. Without him, you don't have vision. You don't have vision. Even the devil, he doesn't have vision. Don't be deceived. Anyone who is not walking with Christ without a vision. There's only one person who has vision. God. What people are saying, how to be a vision. No, it's an ambition. An ambition is different from a vision. And an ambition is part of vision. Are you getting it? So the devil doesn't have vision, he has an ambition. Because his ambition is that I will exalt my throne and I'll be like the Most High. The ambition, you know, and I'm a kind of boy. And I'll buy a catcher and the person say, have you seen the same thing? So from there, every creation, both fallen angels and man, I'll share say, ambition is all. What God gave Adam was a vision. This is the garden, dress it and keep it. That is a vision. So the difference between
someone who is serving God well and someone who is not serving God well, is because the person who is serving God well is in the vision of God. And let me tell you, no matter what, the vision of God will never die. Who pass and who focus and be part of the vision and so you don't go, someone will come and go. Even animals, God can use animals to fulfill his vision. Have you forgotten that God used a donkey to prophesy? Open my prophet for you now because of Bia Shemko. Now make the apunche, every kasa, every chasa Shemko. Balance or no Shemko. Now make the donkey in the Shemko. Balance or Shemko. Donkey say, ah, who's a buffoji now? Hey, prophet, who's a buffoji now? So can't you see that? You see, an animal has been able to see an angel. Who's a buffoji now? Get that sword and you're called. So don't hide yourself in everything God gives you. And when I said there are some people around me. I've seen that whenever they are able to see something, they are able to normally see. The best way to see and even see what God is to do is to go down like this. Yeah. That is the reason why anything, by the grace of God, to the glory of God, anything that will happen to me, God will show me. Anything that will happen to me, he will show me. Either in a dream, either in a vision. And you see, nowadays, when I found my mirror, he gave it to my wife.
Yes.
See, my wife, the reason is it will worry me, some grace will follow. Sometimes it's even funny that you tell me, and I had a vision, and the angel was telling me that I should tell you. And sometimes, you know, even the vision that she will tell me, or no, the other man will be, let me make you. The man will catch them, I was going to be, let me be. It's all about Jesus. All these things, it's all about Jesus. Indeed, no matter how they stop, you see that Jesus will push you through. But if you don't have this life that we are talking about, when the storm comes, you give up. You will give up. You will not even recognize that Jesus is in the boat. You will give up. You give up. That's the reason why I'm telling you that you should be preaching. You should be preaching. You should be preaching. You should be an adult soul winner. It's not anything for your life. You have life. You yourself will have life. So people don't know. That's why I say, God told that nothing is free. So you may think that when I preach, what do I get? When I be a soul winner, what do you get? Life. You get life. Because ever since I gave my life to Christ at the age of 17 years, that has been the life. And I've seen changes in my life. Let's read further. He said, I am the true vine, you are the branches, he that abide in me, and I in the same bring forth fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Move further. I'm closing. Move further. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. If you abide in me and my words, in other words, my instructions, you practicalize it in you, you shall ask whatever you want and it will be done. So if you are here, you are asking and it's not done, check whether the instructions of God is fully practical in your life. So you don't want, see, some of you read the scripture, you understand. Just read it, so if I buy in my words abide in you, you shall say, I will cook it, and I'm fine with them, the words abide in me, who told you? The word abide in you when you practicalize the word. Because if you abide in me and my words abide in you, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word is God.
So if you practice, if you practice the word, you are practicing me, so I am in you. So if I am in you, everything you want is answered. That is the meaning. There are many things here. Sometimes there are some things that just came to mind. There was one time it's just a thought. It came 2 days before. I got it. 2 days. I was even surprised. And even after the 2 days, the thing came as a surprise. I was not expecting it. But it was just a thought. And a bad thing. So just a thought in the band. And when you have this life that we are talking about, you begin to operate in divine wisdom. Patrick, what you need is divine wisdom. You don't need, you see, the Bible said, and the sons of Issachar, they were able to discern the times, divine wisdom. You don't need devilish wisdom. Devilish wisdom is smartness. You don't need sensual wisdom. It's also smartness. You don't need you have four types of wisdom operating in this world. God's wisdom, divine wisdom, devilish wisdom, the world eriasinyansa, nipanyansa. The difference between nipanyansa and eriasinyansa, and the sensual senses, the sense, the sensual wisdom. But one category, Nina is smartness of this world. Because let me tell you something, anything that cannot endure to the end is not necessary. Nyan Sabia were sparing it with Yana and Yan Hansan. Nyan San Kasani is sparing it. It is the Oko school now that is fire. As you can tell me, I have a beginning. You are, of course, what you want to do. Your school never is fire. I get it. So that is the reason why when I got even opportunity to finish first degree in Bostu, no, because I say, no, it's nothing. Yeah. And that doesn't mean, sir, I'm against you schooling. Because I'm believing God in you to do my master's. But I'm using all these things to showcase in the wisdom of God. Because I'm saying, some bishops will even come and say, hey, Charlie, this book that you are told is direct from God. Some were even told, say, because I'm a graduate, anything I'm doing. No, what I did from information theory, programming, C++, Java programming, what I did is not, we don't use it to write scriptures. We use it for coding. Yes, divine wisdom. What you need is divine wisdom. If you don't have divine wisdom, when the storm is even coming, you can't swear. But if you have life and you have wisdom, the two are going to be swear. You need divine wisdom. You need divine wisdom. You need life. And that's why Solomon, the preacher, he said that he that winneth a soul is wise. The fruit of righteousness is the tree of life. And he that winneth the soul is what? It's like you people, you have been too occupied in life about what you eat, what you wear. Now your life will show be, we are so good. Charlie, our system. The system will kill you. The system will kill you, and the system will be there, and you go. You work on the system. The system will kill you. And you are comparing your life. If I see you like comparison, I can't even get closer to you. Because if I don't take it, you'll be envy of me. Comparison. Hey, how old are you? Sincerely speaking, how old are you? 23, what do you mean? So you shouldn't even compare your life to anyone. According to Bible, you are supposed to die at the age of 90. 80 years, according to scripture. In the 20 years, how, so according to scripture, Sanaka, 60. So, why are you rushing? So, by the time, if you don't take it, by the time you are supposed to enjoy, you are weak.
because akwara bi mu a ofiri ni ma biyi ya wo no wo nyini wo fu abede se wo kasa wo sin ya 32 ogu so e be dwane agya wo
So the same process we give birth in yanga, now yanga na on kasa, that will go through process. Oh, so what is the same thing? That is how your life will be. The way I work a lot of our process, you know. Sign our life will be a gradual process. Are you getting it? Our life is not magic. God is not a magician, who is God. On your magic. And let me tell you something. When you go to the shrine, what is with you, no? Kind of fast tracking. Or fast tracking, so we wouldn't. See, that is the reason why I can't be this schedule and we wouldn't have known. It's because at the end, you were supposed to get this at the age of 40 years. And you are saying, it's a whole bread. Until the devil shall help you. It's already, you saw now, a man will tell you, your soul is submitted to you. It's what you saw. It's when you are working there. I'm already in the usual pressure, no force, so I guess I will enjoy the 40, the amount of 25 years. And so you see, young guy, you woke up, your soul is with the devil. Papa. Let me tell anyone who died and you don't know Jesus, you are not born again. You don't have the life of Christ in you. You'll be surprised that that time you see that a demon will be quoting scriptures to you. A demon will tell you, say, yes, you know, demons will be quoting scriptures. You think that before they were demons, they were angels. Quoting scriptures to you. Say, yes, So demons, those you call demons, we are called them fallen angels. They know God better. They know the scriptures. They know that in life, even for you to do well, you need is the Bible. Book being where was as soon as its source was not from the Bible. Science is from the Bible. Government is from the Bible. Everything, mathematics is from the Bible. Book being where was as soon as its source is from the Bible. So they themselves, they know. Don't say that we are saying zodiacs, nature is from the Bible. You know, and you know that when you practice it, that is where, because the Bible is the map of the creation. In the creation, the Abedida is of the Bible. So they themselves, the devil now have to me every Adam. What did you know? But how to rule it, he's using the Bible. He's using the Bible. When the devil said, Psalm 22, the Lord is my shepherd, okay, then I'll be the shepherd. So he always twists the Bible. He used the same Bible now. Is your Bible quite electronic? Bible electronic, but how many times do we even watch the Bible, electronic Bible? Share Facebook, TikTok, and you want to be the next billionaire in your family. Me can so family I've been for that shame, but I said, aha, obey no obey, obey all this shame, I will be no obey this cow. Now, so I could talk black. Who is what? You don't have time even for power. You don't have power, you're not talking. I've been for Cassano. Yes, your time, Besson. What a woman. But poor did you share a mutias? I get it. And you are not serious. And I was having a African continent with you. Are you serious? And see, if you don't take care,
the economy of Ghana will dictate your life. The economy.
You, there is no anyone in the Ghana, economy of Ghana, that will dictate the life.
Who told you?
And let me tell you, if you are following Jesus, it's an insult for the economy of Ghana to detect your life. If you truly are following Jesus, it's an insult for the economy of Ghana.
Maybe we move Ghana. I've seen revelations about what is happening and what is going to happen here and there for my own good. But I mean, who Ghana? I mean, who Jesus?
I mean, who Ghana? One time I saw videos of accidents very recently. I'm not for a time. Do you know what they would do? I heard the voice. Black bank. And when I tell them, I say, hey, I'm not for black bank, I'm only eating his hand. I heard black bank as I was watching the video. So that's not a real power. We didn't need somebody to sign one. Especially this year, 2024, a year of new creation, a year of something new. It's a year where now Obi Owa Pamubiano or Sharp Pamukina. Ntiso o yo kota o shenkina no de be she o de mponchi moja no ye kakra no de nipa ya fem ben pa 20 ya fem o ya fem o so ntia se o so ada wa o so ntia se mada wada o fa o we u jimi ko do we ka o e right now kwa na simple zia ye make na fu ni ale ka se a make na fu ni ya o picture. See, I'm going to be thrown up. One woman that ought to be happy, and then I will woo you. Did you woo your man? Yes, I'll be woo on our. Near my bed 3 months. Tell one anna, and talk to me, friend, have a cow. And talk to more, not to move. And talk to me. You be a people of bow, now a black bow, you see, oh, yeah, no fever, and all that. Oh, fever. Then you so good, and all the fever he had it. And you so good with the water he eats. Your name, your picture. Oh, we use this here. Now it's my dad. No, focus is only simple. Me, I don't know, is it this man? The Holy Spirit said that this man is the man of intimacy through persistent prayer. And to me, person met the entity of Casano, or says, I'll be praying, bring, Usua, boom, fire. Now, fire, crowd, 15 minutes, allow you. 15 minutes, allow you. They sit down, my crowd, 5 minutes. You got to be serious, Papa. But, a muya, the day. But, the muya, the day. But, what you say, when God said the people of Israel to them, to go and check the land. They say, hey, senior, when the people, we are to them as grasshoppers. I want to have the wrong information, remember? But Joshua and Caleb said, no, we are not grasshoppers. We are well able enough to overcome them. Why? Because they were people who had the tenacity. They were, am I ready? They are ready. Christianity, you know, if you are not ready, go and be a non-believer. Let me say, we're going to catch up. If you are not ready, and you have never come to be out. Well, it's better since I can't open a chair. If you are not ready, go and be a woman, but no one will go ahead and will be able to say, oh, but if you want to be a Christian, you should be ready for fights. You should be ready. Reinforcement, oh, poor, no, over.
And then most of my chest, I won't go on now so we increase your tenacity no drone. And so Baba was saying, hey, I'm going to deliver your guy, boy, or father, papa, bye, or strong. Let's ask Baba, hey, see, I won't do that. So the reason why you see some people here, there are some Christians, they have been Christians and they are powerful. And you'll be out, no? And the reinforcement of another one more thing. Because on the Bia, on the Sahara Christolino, they be a more thing. On the Bia, no, they be a more thing. But also, they be a more thing. They be a more thing. Every day, more thing. Every day, more thing. Because they be a vampire. They be a winning Bible. On them, we'll be in the country and say, I'm going winning, I'm going so winning. As far as you could have kind of two cities grab, all your man. In my time, we can go for convention. Boy, a young boy, a student, I would need me. I started paying my tithe when I was 70 years. Student, secondary school, and then I'm to your tithe. You got tithe, and you'll be here, you're going to your tithe. Because people give me money. And because of that, what I was doing, I could come on for long ago. Yeah. Let me was going to class every man, because when I was going to school, the whole secondary school, that's why some of you don't know that. What do you mean? The 1 billion amount of problems is using. The 1 billion amount is here, this time. Who find that one there? But. See, when I was going to me, he said, hey, I didn't meet them between now. But when I asked, I was going to say, so God was teaching me something. So I realized, I said, oh, where, maybe I'm not even a toy, maybe I'm not from them that toy, say, a window, say, they may call a hand fan, and I want to share the other toy. Remember, I'm not a mistake, I'm not a mistake, you do more. I'm not a mistake, you do more, I said, mess with someone now. You do more. So I realized that what I went through was not a mistake, it was something that was to make me because of what is ahead. Yeah. And you didn't tell me a class, sorry, what's that? You're not offering, when you go to a church like Lighthouse, you support the church. Yes. So you support, you want to give. And you see, Mekai, one of the Reverend Minister, Reverend Taku, the man is a billionaire now. He was from no, of course, we never had any entity. What kind of story do you know? But now I want to be preaching. Let the other come, what kind of story is natural? Natadi, the 2 years, right now the man owns his own private business. Who decided to say what is secret? Or say, tithe and sowing in church. Because on the middle of the field, I'm in Yabuguru. He was an a disco SP. Then I had any entity, almost seven. SPR owned his key. But right now, the man, the cathedral, they know who used, the first man to use Chrysler, The man who goes to, who did Chrysler, the man did Chrysler. Because I say, raw prayer, or prayer because of the wound in me. The man can also remember it, sir. No, it's an insult. But this man was nothing. Besides, he said, so, Papa, remember, what is your secret? I'm a group, be a doctor. Be a doctor, see a specialist of financial business, see ya. But I'm Reverend Aaron. Maybe I don't hear you, man. I'm a group, nobody. Theirs is to serve, do the right thing. You see, I'm saying, what's your secret? It's our soul. In the after now, say, church, say, I'm a fat preacher, be free, I'm a chiriba. Omo ni is kabi enfi ofi mo. Reverend Park wa bitia o. Reverend Elo wa bitia o. Sa ama ebi ultimate fashion or your washer or your washer. Wa bitia o. Oma kase tell me si bitia itia. O bitia o mo se Erona ni dey here. Erona e ya ya so ye ni bebi is ka free ba. E be call mo se ye ni ma le multiply. Yes. So I started sowing a seed because maybe you may be new. Quite sorry. Tabu cry, quite sorry. Then you have more pledge. Young boy, I mean, this guy, maybe you will come to me from me. Mr. Kabir is 72 years old. I have a 100 cities in my country. You will come to me, 100 cities, I said, this guy, I want to go, and this has come.
me budget it. Send me coffee and all. I send me take this company. Transport. We immediate transport. I will walk. Who I ever program with us, I will walk from here to phone. Because I give to church. And I walk home. So right now, if you see God blessing me, if you see God doing things with me, if you see God exposing me, are you getting it? God exposing me, God connecting me to people. You want to be healthy, you will die before your time. Because at the end of the day, I want you to wait when you are not. You are not. You are not ready to for it. You are not qualified to eat of it.
Yes.
So that's why God is exposing me like that. That's why God is exposing me like that.
That's why God is exposing me like that.
Last year, by the council that last year we were supposed to go to South Africa and Singapore. This year, we are South Africa and Nigeria as well. Very soon, we are exposing me. Say, oh, Charlie, this one, if you are ready, just give me your name. We will add your name to the visa process. Are you getting it? Gradually. So you, that you are young, this is a time you should, you should, when it comes to God, don't be smart. That don't tell them wow. For all the other two, never gene a media. Wisdom. Or the young son of God, we are still. And all the young son, a catcher, we are so in our home, and we will be old in our home. That is the kind of young son we do. And then 1+1, there will be a chicken. Then 1+1, 2+2, 3+3. There will be a woman. There will be a young son. Ben, I would give my dead now. Young son, Ben, I would demand from Mambo. So the Mama. So many of the pastors you see the ability. We be the bishop, the two of them. Reverend Moses, Mr. Moses, wisdom in the time of moment. I'll be smart to invest in being water, not the being dollars. Wisdom in the time of moment. We report. 4 universities in Nigeria, Harvard, Ford, and Eba. One for Europe, Oba. We report. Meanwhile, so on your lecturer, just a lecturer, look at one area. Pastor Adiboye, lecturer. So that is the reason why if God gives you the opportunity to go to school, make that school be useful, and you will see God will shine. You go more about school, more Jimmy, you make come out. We are working there. Oh, we are working there. Huh? Let's move. Be serious with God. Don't be serious with God because I said be serious with God. It's wrong. Be serious. Let God feel it. My above for crab and chair will feel it. Who is serious with me? Near the bishop, who is a man? Maybe but when it comes to God, I will choose them. Mama, we are aware. My mother is aware. Because I sat her down and I exposed revelations to my mother. No, she said, Kai! Somehow, can I not do it? And she said, I'm not ready, 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 Emfa. Amen.
Amen.
I want us to be on our feet as we are closing. Sorry for the time. We are closing. I want you guys to be blessed. In the next 5 years, you see, when I see a man, me when I see, I don't see you now, I see your future. You are probably so the next 5 years, what will your life be? The next 10 years, how will your life be? Will you be in good position? Or better now, I see a shop, so you know what fumina to shine. Patrick, the next 10 years, how will your children? Can your children be quoting scriptures? Can your wife will be somebody master for Jimmy for my to you? Huh?
the next 10 years. Huh? Now still I only meet four. No. You should shine in God, that God should bless you. Someone will say, so why is that now you are not using a car? Me. Car, you are not a car. You don't need a car now. Even me go home cry, I can start your car for now. Because there are certain things I want to see before the car will come. Yeah. Me home home, you are going to say, me home home, I can start your car. Indeed, there was a time, you go ahead and you saw, me please, I'm going to start to buy a car for my car. Yeah. Sometimes when I see certain children, no matter time, I become sad. Go shine my neck out, chakra. But what you have is what you give. We are praying. We are praying that the Lord should have mercy on us. And the Holy Spirit should strengthen us. The Holy Spirit should empower us. Not to just obey our pastor, but we obey him. To obey him. If you are here, within you, you are not born again. You are not, you know that you are not surely born again. Just lift up your hands. You know surely you are not born again. Amen. You are also here. It's like the way at first your life would cry, so eyes are covered. Just lift up your hands. The way I now only yes with tear up, only say covered, lift up your hands. The way your life is with Christ, your commitment, your love for Christ, only say covered. Come forward and let me pray for you. It's your own salvation, you know. Who are you are born again, but you know say your life with Christ, you know. The fire, the light, everything is going down. One person says it's going down. One will say it's going down. Come forward and let me pray for you. Come forward. Don't look at anyone. It's between you. What you are doing is life and death. It's an individual format. We are not here to please anyone. It's all about Jesus. Because some of you, there are many things that you are supposed to expose, but it's not exposing. And it's hindering your blessings. I want you to pray with me. Say,
dear Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. I come before you. Have mercy on me. Holy Spirit. I know. I have admitted. I've been grieving you. For a long time. Spirit of Jesus. Have mercy on me. Help me. To connect to Jesus. Help me. That Jesus will tell me good and faithful servant. Good and faithful Christian. Holy Spirit, have mercy on me. From today, I surrender my mind, my soul, my body, my spirit before you. I come before the altar and I give myself away as a living sacrifice. If you want to use anyone to turn the world upside down, use me to turn the world upside down. Make me usable.
Make me usable.
Make me usable.
If you want to showcase your blessings, make me usable. If you want to showcase your greatness, make me usable. If you want to showcase your life, make me usable. If you want to showcase your lights, make me usable. In every area that pertains to heaven, that pertains to bringing smiles,
bringing happiness
to heaven,
make me usable.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
name. Amen. Father, I pray for this one. Oh Lord, I come before you, including myself, as an intercessor. Father, we may be ignorant of what we are doing. Have mercy on us. Forgive us. Anything that is accusing us in the realm of the spirit because of our character, Father, from today we surrender. And let the voice of the accuser be overcome by the love. Because you said, and they overcome the accuser of the brethren by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. In the name of Jesus, Father, let every accusation that is fighting people here, accusation from the marine world, accusation from the water world, from the sky, the air, accusation from trees, accusations from the camp of dwarfs, accusations from the camp of witches, accusing us, O Lord. Father, this morning we surrender. This afternoon, as the sun is shining, we surrender. And we say, Holy Ghost, let the blood of Jesus cause the elements of nature to fight all forms of accusation against us, all forms of hindrance, all forms of limitations, all forms of procrastination, hesitation, all forms of walking dead, anything that is killing us, anything that is taken away from us, oh Lord, let it backfire. Let it backfire. Let it backfire. In the name of Jesus, any accusation, any accusation, any influence, oh Lord, yes, yes, Lord, any accusation, anything that is accusing us, any hindrances, any accusation, oh Lord, any accusation, oh Lord, any accusation, any voice that is fighting your son, anything that is making your son to give up, oh Lord, to give up. Father, I pray, oh, as he has come before the altar, as a means of surrendering, Father, let there be a new fire. Let there be a new life. A new life, oh Jesus. Jesus, a new life. Jesus, new life. Jesus, new life. Jesus, new life. In his finances, in his marriage, in his finances, in his marriage, and his calling as a minister. You will not give up. I pray for you. Satan has desired to steal you as wheat, but I pray for you. I pray for you that you are delivered. As Jesus, as our master prayed for Peter, yes, you will never end wrongly. You end well. You end well. You end well. You end well. No matter the confrontations of the enemy, you end well. In Jesus' name. Father, thank you. Thank you that no one will be destroyed. No one will be a vagabond. No one will be useless to heaven. But from today, all of you are marked to be useful. You'll be useful to heaven. And heaven will smile with you. From today, the eye of heaven will watch you. Watch things around you. Watch your finances. Watch your academics. Yes, you climb and you go higher. When you are looking for the professors in Christ, it will be among you. When you are looking for the billionaires, you see your travel. In the name of Jesus. When you are looking for billionaires, you see your travel. You see it. You see it.
we are looking for people who will travel. And they will support church buildings. From today, I use your travel as a sacrifice. And I use this as a vow and a pledge that from today will be the process and the speed of your travel. That your traveling will be a means for you to sponsor church buildings in Africa. That your refusal to do it, your refusal to do this vow, this burden, that I am interceding and standing in for you, will cause a massive destruction even when you are in America. In the name of Jesus. Father, I come before you. Holy Spirit, I come before you. And I use, she's the daughter of me. I vow that, oh Lord, if she goes and she refuses to do this burden, you can do whatever you want with her. You can punish her the way you want. You can deal with her the way you want. You can even frustrate her. You can even give her a chronic sickness. But oh Lord, as she goes and as things are hanging, I vow this. As you said that by my words, you accept. I vow this before the altar. That oh Lord, let the documents come with speed. And oh Lord, as she goes, and she also become faithful by buying lands, supporting the ministry. Churches. Buying lands, supporting the ministry. Building churches. Oh Lord, may she become one of the multi-billionaires in the kingdom of God. In the kingdom of God. As she become obedient, Father, this afternoon I vow. I vow in my soul day, as today I was born, as today she was born, I vow that, oh Lord, let the documents come so that she will travel, so that she will be a pioneer of the kingdom. She will be like Danny Farmer, who building churches. But oh Lord, if she refuse and follow the family, deal with her. If you want me to take her life, take it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And Father, I pray for these ones. Let these ones become the next professors in the kingdom of God. The next multi-millionaires in the mighty name of Jesus. You see grace. Grace. Challenge you, where is supposed to be? You see grace. You see grace. Where is supposed to be? You have to do degree.
I'm doing it.
You are doing it. That's powerful. Where is supposed to be? Where is supposed to be? So supposed to be, man. If I be a prophet of God, so go school you now. Degree, no? Who you are? Make sure you get. Make sure 1 year they plan. Make sure 1 year they plan. Second class up. Say, we won't buy that way serious. We're starting ministry now. But who you are? This will be my show. We say, Ayana. People see God one way. God, there's nothing too hard for them. Said, we are serious now, one by now, we are school. Ministry, we best at all about you. I see you travel. I see you travel. I see you travel. Tell me, you have no soul. Fire now. It's a sign, it's a fire now, the man, and you send me now. See the reason why I want you to be a reverend minister. You are called to do that assignment because you say a meaning is a being in a certain dimension. But I want to position you as our reverend. Amen. Now, yes, it's who we are. Imagine I'm present to our school. And then, sign the system now for you. We are a system now, you're a team. I'm a kind of so, if we are best starting ministry now, I want to take educational background. We are a kind of culture. System nice, sir. We have bread. So what be bread you are making? But that is, in this dispensation, God is ready to use the elements.
continue. This is someone who hear that they believe.
By the formula. By the formula.
A lot of things.
When you are most shabby, every pie academia. When you school are put in your school as a school, apart from preaching. Put me a share. What did I say? What did I mean? I mean, after all, as an apostle. But what did I say? That you have a sense and you're a mouse cat. Now, what did you come? I want you, all of you, to take a special seat and come and put it before the altar. Have you given a second offering? This is special seat, not second offering. Special seat. One CD can be your special seat. Two CD can be your special seat. Three CD, just take it. For this declaration. For this declaration. It is that. Let me tell you that the Lord has already spoken to me. Tell your father to go and look for a Holy Ghost believing church and attend. Because the case is foolishness. Huh? And yes, I attack on the pastor. Say, oh, yeah, after this, you know, a sign is going to go, boss will be kind of not. But some of them pet on Kumwa Soyanpa, another attack will be. Lift up your hands. If you are paying your tithe, come forward. Please, the appreciation will put in one for that. Appreciation will put in one for that. Appreciation will put in one for that. If you are paying your tithe, please come forward. If you are giving your appreciation, please put your offering to us. Please. Yes, every month, every first Sunday, we give an appreciation that we are supposed to bring it last Sunday. It can be 2 CD, 3 CD. It's for you. Father, I pray. I pray over these emblems. That, oh Lord, anyone who appreciates me as a minister, as you said to Elijah that you should go to the Zarephath woman, and you have prepared the woman to help him, and you open doors for the woman, I pray. Father, no matter the amount that your people give, as they appreciate me, I pray in the name of Jesus that let the heaven favor them. Let every accusation that will even come ignorantly, let it die. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Come for that precious name. Come for that precious name. Come for that precious name. You have to come for that precious name. It doesn't matter the amount. It doesn't matter how you come. In the house, I'm your husband. In church, I'm your shepherd. Physician, just for it. Amen. Please, if you are paying your tithe, come forward. If you are paying your tithe, come forward. And please, those who, the first fruit, if it's here, come forward. If it's here, come forward. It's here. Is it? Oh, come forward. If you see it, come forward. I said if you see it, come forward. Father, I pray. I pray for them. I pray. Receive strength. Strength to endure. Strength to stand. In the name of Jesus. And faithfulness. Strength to endure. Strength to stand. Financial blessings. Financial blessings. Financial blessings. Financial blessings. Anything that is wrong. I see a huge amount of money that is locked up. But by faithfulness, Father, let that thing that is locked be open. I open that lock, that box full of money onto your life. This year, 2024, in the name of Jesus, no more hardship, no more struggle, no more struggle, in Jesus' name. Hey, you should not be tired of giving. Huh? This is my first time seeing this.
You should not be tired of giving. I've seen something that I saw with Apostle Joseph. I've seen this out here. I don't know whether it's recently in a couple of days, I don't know about that one. When you stop giving, that door, because as I was praying, that's what I heard. The Lord said that it's not just prayer that will open it. The more she gives, the more he gives, the more that door will be open and it will overflow. But the more he stops giving, that door will shut and he will struggle financially. So never stop giving. Never stop. Whether you have, whether you don't have, don't stop giving. Amen.
Amen.
Let's be on our feet as we are praying. Yeah, my direction. Okay, we can see what you do. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for these ones. I soak them in the blood. I commend their week into your hands. Anything that will be an attack, financial attack, academic attack, spiritual attack, physical attack, we nullify by the blood in the name of Jesus. I pray, Holy Spirit, let your peace that surpasses all understanding. Let your grace, let your angels, let the angels assigned to them be empowered. Anyone who would have missed them is out. Father, surprise them. I deploy angels now into the place where they will mark and they should cause correction. Correction. Any place that they wrote that they didn't write well, let there be a divine correction. And I pray for those who are also believing God for working doors, increase of money, traveling documents, that from today, may you start hearing and having testimony about that. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Let's share the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forever. Yeah, so pastors, today is the first Sunday. We are supposed to wait for a short pastor's meeting. Yeah, God bless you. Please. Don't forget to, now we have 11th, that is next 2 weeks here, 11th to 15th March in the evening here. I'm telling you, this prophet, from Niagara, come, and then we'll call me anointing, whatever, come and this great man of God, and God will use them to bless you. Amen.
Amen.
So you move to our, I'm going to prepare all that. Yeah, you bet 3 months, man, I catch you on to, I'm going away. This one is a senior pastor of Better Redemption Power Outreach. I'm not going to have an internal person. He has 4 branches. And this one is also the general overseer of Book of Life and also the president for Asante Youth for Christ and Prayer Lives. Because some of you have multi TV, now watching King Tom every Thursday, we meet him there. It's a very powerful man. But he's there. Right now, the assistant judicial bishop for ICC, who Asante Bishop Chris. And some also. Amen. He says, see ya! Let's share the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. What is this? No, they are back. They are brilliant. For the direction of our first brilliant. Wow, but you are in the spirit. You are in the spirit. So this is the seed, Jinasu. 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 Demand me to go with you.
And you see, my name is
Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, by this seed,
by this seed. By this seed. Let the law of life in Christ Jesus. That made me to rewrite my story, whereby marriage was hard in my family, but I was able to marry and marry any. I pray, let the grace that came on me to marry any, let that grace fall on him now. In the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall on him now. In the mighty name of Jesus. From today, no matter the law that is fighting your family, from today, the law that is fighting for me to have my freedom, to have my job and fruition, that law will be fighting for you. And once you are a son, automatically receive it in the name of Jesus. I will write your financial system. I will write your marital system, your spiritual system in the name of Jesus. Your physical life, I will write it. Yes, begin to walk in greatness. Begin to walk in joy. Yes, no more toiling. No more struggling. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, let doors, let that traveling door be open. That traveling door that is open to your mother, let that traveling door also be open to you. In the name of Jesus. That within the next 2 years, you also travel. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, you travel. You'll be a missionary pastor of this ministry. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Father, I speak over this office. That as you said to the prophet, that if you take the soul, that the water that was barren, Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare life. I declare life. I declare life. Let anything that is dead receive life. Let anything that is barren be fruitful. As your son perfects. In Jesus' mighty name. I said, excuse me, they are scarred out of the action. Charlie, you have a certain amount of money. You have a certain amount of money. Now, I'm a different food. Yes, I'm a fat food. I want you to kneel down before I pray for you. I want you to, because I quite say, Sikami Kita or if you say, you struggle today. And you know, like I said, Okasa Cheska on your behalf and your father. And you see, please, don't be tired of giving. When you go to a place and people are not giving, you give. So, honestly, we didn't need to bring it down. Serious. Well, guess what? Ministry, you know, why not be a young man? If you stop all your blessings, all your doors. Because as far as I'm traveling, I'm doing everything attached to ministry. So I'm saying, if you become faithful and you ministry, only anything you have to travel. By education now, we have to come. You see, sometimes people don't know. God prophesied out of nothing. He also prophesied out of something. Many a times, now we really go around the market, we turn on. And not doors. So people don't know. There are doors. If you move a degree now, oh yeah, you have opened the door. And I see a traveling door. And you know, ministry, you know, best that it was by someone who didn't play out. You know, because the reason why you are traveling in ministry, but you work and you do ministry. Charlie, are you done?
Father, are you sure you are done? First come to work again.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for your son. In the name of Jesus. Father, give him rest. Father, give him rest. Father, give him rest. Rest in academics. Rest in finances. Rest in spiritual. Oh, let that garment of a prophet, the garment to see. Yes, I take it back to you. To see that garment to see, that garment to do it as a prophet. In Jesus' name, amen.
I don't know what you're saying.
I don't know what you're saying.